If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome to today's show. This is Dr. Rob Stahl with What Should You Expect at Your Age? The answer to that question is a lot. And my listeners, especially the older adults and caregivers out there, shouldn't settle for less. Today's show is entitled Perspectives on Getting Older. To discuss this topic and to answer your questions, I have in the studio today two very near and dear special people. It is my pleasure now to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Albert and Dara Stahl, my parents, as my very special guests for today.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Very nice to be here.
Now, you planned on joining me today as observers, but instead, I put you in the hot seat.
Here we are.
And I'm so glad you agreed.
Okay.
I'd like to take a trip down memory lane in the next hour, talking with you about your lives, how you handle difficult times related to illness of friends and family, how you think about getting older, what plans you have for the future, and finally, how you hope to be remembered. Now, I want to play a short interview I did not too long ago with a special little girl talking about older people in general and her grandmothers in particular.
Lauren, at the original Pancake House. So what do you think about older people, Lauren?
I think old people are very nice, and I like helping them. Sometimes they can get a little cranky, but it doesn't bother me.
Why do you think they're cranky, Lauren?
Maybe because sometimes they're going through surgery, like with a pacemaker, and sometimes they don't have a husband, and they see other people that their husband, and they get mad or they get sad.
So they might be lonely, or they might have things on their mind?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Well, one of my grandmas, she isn't very old, but she's very fun to be with. She plays tennis, and she sometimes plays basketball with me. And my other grandma, she's older, but she can't do all that stuff. But she still plays cards, and she does everything for me. I call her Bubby. Whenever I go there, she lets me watch TV, and I always feel comfortable at her house when I'm there. Sometimes, if I wanted to go to, like, a crafty place, she might take me there, and I go to the beauty shop with her, and it's fun.
Well, thank you. That was very nice. You said some beautiful things about both your grandmas.
We have in the studio today the tennis and basketball playing grandma. Now, are you acing all of your serves and slam dunking your neighbors into oblivion?
No, I'm not doing that at all.
Now, how tall are you? Yeah,
I'm 5'2".
5'2".
And so I'm not slamming anyone.
You're not slam dunking.
I'm not doing overhead.
You're just fast.
I just love sports. I've always loved sports. And I'm thankful that I'm able to play them still at the ripe old age of 68. And I just keep going until I can't go anymore, and that's it.
Now, what other sports do you like?
I love baseball. I don't play it, but I love watching it.
Now, Dad, what do you think about Mom and all the things she does?
Well, let me interject a little bit. I think she's being a little modest in her capabilities at tennis. She's a very good tennis player. She used to play on what was known as the A-team in league play down in Boynton Beach, Florida, actually in Palm Beach County, and she's much better than I am. I play maybe twice a week, but she plays about four times a week. So she just has that innate ability to be a good tennis player, and she is. She does the overhead slams, and she does sometimes aim the ball at you, you know, to get the point. So she's a very good player.
Now, what kind of things do you do, Dad, besides the tennis?
Well, besides the tennis, I enjoy hobbies, and one of which is flying radio-controlled planes. I do that, and frankly, in the last few months, I haven't been doing it too much. We've just been too busy doing other things, and plus I still am somewhat active in business. I'm a realtor in Florida, and I'm not actually actively looking for any new business, but if it comes to me, I don't turn it away. And aside from that, we just enjoy going out. We go to, theater.
Now, you're a Bronx boy, too, right?
That's right. I was born and bred in the Bronx, and grew up there until I went into the service. And then after I came out of the service, your mom and I got together. I knew her since she was 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You knew her brother, right?
Knew her brother. That's how it all started, really. Yeah, her brother.
Uncle Norman.
Uncle Norman, that's right. He was the camp maintenance man in a camp in with her in New Boston, Massachusetts. And then I met your mom, and she was over 15 in curlers in a bathrobe. I'm very embarrassed at my coming in at that point to see her that way. But, you know, of course, I was hired for the job, and we both ended up in the camp. I think mom was a counselor in training,
yeah.
Right? And we established a relationship at camp. And then after that, I went into the service, and when I came out, we decided to get married, and we got married on September 10th.
So maybe that's also why August is a very special time of the year.
It brings
back good memories.
That's right.
True.
Oh, well, so you're able to keep up with this lady?
Yes. Almost.
Now, Mom, you work too.
Yes, I do. I have the ideal job. For a semi-retired person, I work 3 days a week at FAU, Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. I work in the director's office in the library. I work with wonderful, wonderful people. I'm there for over 14 years, and I love it. And it's ideal because I only work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 20 hours a week. And I work 3 days, I'm off 4 days. It's ideal.
So the work keeps you busy, stimulated,
I love being
with other people,
right.
With the students, too.
I love the students.
I understand you give advice in the ladies' room to the students.
I try to talk with them and find out what's going on with this new generation, and it's really great. I love being there.
I think we tend to hang out with younger people, and I think that has a great deal to do with what your outlook is. In life, when you do hang out with younger people, we don't like to think old or be old, and fortunately, physically, we're in pretty good shape so that we can maintain a good level of activity, and both physically and mentally. Mental is very important. That's why I don't think I'll ever give up being a realtor or doing other things. I do volunteer work as well down at the same college at FAU, and I think that's very important for all kinds of health. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming because you don't know, you have so much to do at a point, and trying to keep appointments or make dinner dates or so on, you have to kind of cut back a little bit. It gets a little tiring. Right. That's how active we are.
Well, my aunt, Aunt Edie, your sister, calls you Dorian Gray because you never seem to age. I doubt there's a picture that's growing old somewhere and that you're going to turn that way all of a sudden. But
in the attic.
But I don't think anyone would guess the ages of my parents. I want to play a call that came in earlier from grandchildren that are now at a varsity high school football practice.
Mm-hmm.
And let's roll that right now, Jimmy.
Hi, Grandma and Grandpa. This is Dan. I'm just calling because you're on the show today. And when I'm with you, I enjoy being with you. And Grandpa, I enjoy going deep sea fishing with you and flying the radio control airplanes. And Grandma, when I'm with you, I like to look at baseball cards and listen to your stories. Okay, I'll see you later. Love you. Bye. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa. This is your grandson, David. I have a question for you today. I just want to know what it feels like to be older. Kind of a weird question, but I'm young and I don't really know what it feels like. I think it's good that older people are being active and get out and do stuff. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Those are my boys. They're they're working at making sure they don't get killed out on the football field, I guess. What about the question David asked? What do you think about getting older, and when did you first notice or feel that you were older?
Okay, I'll answer that. I haven't felt it yet, so I really don't know. I have a very active life. I have a physical life. I have a happy life. The only difference is when I look in the mirror, I'm not 15 anymore. But other than that, you know, I have gray hair. My hair is graying a little. But otherwise, physically and what I do is just like I would do when I was 15. Go out, and I play ball, I come back, I shower. I have a wonderful life. And so I don't feel that I've hit old age yet.
When we see people in our community who are older generation people, probably in our generation, maybe a little bit older, I always look at them as being older, whether they're my age or not. And I think a lot of it has to do with how you feel physically. I hope you answered David's question.
Well,
yeah, I hope David got.
I think the answer also is that you can either have good genes, which can bring you to an older age, but there are also things you can be doing while you're younger to prevent premature aging, if you will. Things like smoking, which not only cancer, but more commonly, it ruins your lungs, and you could suffer from chronic lung disease when you get older.
Right.
Things like drinking, drinking excessively, which can affect your liver.
Yes.
And if your liver is damaged, it affects how you're able to metabolize medications, and so the problem can multiply itself when you need to take medications. There's things like thinning of the bones when a woman's gone through menopause, things they can do to prevent fractures that are caused by thinning of the bones by taking calcium and vitamin D and other medications that can help prevent progression of the thinning of the bones. And I understand we have some callers, so let's take the call. You're on the air.
Why do old people retire?
Who is this?
Abigail Stahl.
Abigail Stahl.
Abigail, hi.
Hi, Abigail.
How you doing, honey? Why do people retire?
Why do older people retire?
Well,
is that what you asked, Abigail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I guess because they get tired of doing the work they've been doing all their lives. Like if they work in an office or if they own a business, they're tired of doing it. They could have been doing it, let's say, for 25, 30, 40 years. And they said, oh, I think I'd like to spend my older years maybe fishing, going out on a boat, playing tennis, golfing. That's a good thing, instead of going to my office all the time. But I think they hit a certain age, and then Social Security kicks in. I'll explain that to you some other time. And that's money coming in, and so they don't have to work. They could kind of play.
How was that, Abigail? Did that answer part of your question?
Yep.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, we have another caller now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Lauren. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Lauren.
How you doing?
I think Abigail's on the line, too, isn't she? Yeah, Abigail.
Yeah.
Hi, Lauren. This is my baby, Lauren, who you heard from earlier in the show. Lauren, do you have any specific questions for Grandma or Grandpa or something you want to mention to them?
Yeah. If you had one wish,
if you'd like to make a call, please.
What would you wish for?
Well, Lauren, I think, you know what? I think I have every wish. I really can't. I have good health. I have a wonderful husband. I have wonderful sons. Beautiful, beautiful grandchildren.
I don't think there's any, you can't really tie it down to one wish. At least you can't anyway. I mean, there's a lot of wishes that you wish for. You wish for, like I said, good health. You wish to be able to be self-sufficient. You wish everybody, will love you as we love them.
Yeah.
And it goes on from there.
Well, thanks for calling, Lauren.
Thank you, girls. Abigail, Lauren.
Yeah, and Abigail, too. We'll see you later, Lauren.
Okay, bye, Grandma. Bye, Grandpa.
Bye-bye. Bye. We'll talk to you soon, Abigail.
Bye.
Well, those are nice little calls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Mom has the tears welling up in her eyes again.
Oh, God. That is four of my beautiful nine grandchildren that we have. And
that's right.
They were wonderful. They're just fabulous.
Well, let me ask you, you've also had dear friends that are now gone from illness. Usually cancer has taken them. Well, what was that like for you?
I look at it maybe in a little different way. I think death is a natural progression of life. And as long as it happens in the order in which it's supposed to happen, meaning that your children don't go before your parents, then I can accept it. And I accept it when people go. Unfortunately, in our family, most of them have been quite old. My parents were 90 each when they passed away, and Mom's parents were
77 and 88.
88, right. So they weren't youngsters when they departed, but I just treat it that way, and I look at it from the point of view that if it happens naturally and in that progression, then it's one of those things that go on.
Let me play a recording of a discussion I had with an esteemed local actor named Dr. Saul Elkin.
Mm-hmm.
This was a few months ago, and you'll hear him first asking me a question.
So because so much of your life is taken up with dealing with old age and death, I suppose.
What are your anxieties? Do you have anxiety?
Well, let me tell you, I'm hopeful in the sense that any of my patients that I've asked, are you afraid of dying? They've all said no. Just the fact that they say no in a truthful manner means to me that the fear of aging is a fear of youthful people.
Yeah.
And that as you get older, that fear dissipates.
I think that's true. I mean, I'm experiencing that. I mean, and I had, you know, the childish terrors that everybody has, and I have four children, and I've seen them experience these sort of nightmares and terrors about death. It does go away. It doesn't go completely away, but it dissipates.
Well, what do you think about that in regards to what we're talking about? The fear of dying.
I don't really have a fear of dying. It's just that I don't want it to happen now. I got too many more things to do and places to see and so on, you know. So I don't want it to happen now, but I don't think I have a fear of it. If it's to happen, it will happen, and I'm not going to be fearful of it, and I'll accept it.
Let me ask you how you'd like to be remembered.
How I'd like to be remembered.
By family, by friends, by the world.
Oh, well, as a good person, as a giving person, as somebody that if they call on me, I'd be there for them. I would do my best for them. I love them. My close friends I love. My family. Oh, God, do I love them. And I hope that I'll be remembered, well, and that's it. You try the best you can for them.
You didn't leave anything for me.
That's it, honey. Well.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Nice. I'm still learning things from you, and I hope the listeners did too. This is Dr. Rob Stahl. See you then.